here's a story from The World.
As the evacuations wind down in Kabul, the reality of being left behind is sinking in for many in Afghanistan. But former Afghan interpreter and translator for the U.S. military, Zia Ghafouri, is still working around the clock to help as many people as possible avoid that scenario. He joins us now to discuss his efforts to get Afghan translators and green card holders out of Afghanistan. He joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Zia, what can you tell us about the efforts you've undertaken so far to help Afghans who've worked for the U.S. to escape the Taliban?
Definitely, we are working to get all those guys that they are in the middle of nowhere right now, especially our U.S. citizen and our green card holder and those SIVs that they already got their approval and documents are completed, but they all live in the middle of nowhere.
So just basically, are there any flights left for Afghans who have worked or do work for the U.S., or is the airlift essentially over for everyone but U.S. service members and personnel?
Not right now. The airport is locked down, so there's no one can get entry inside the airport. So that was the only hope these people had, these SIVs and U.S. citizen and green card holder had. But now the door is shut and nobody is opening the door, but everybody is like looking a place to hide.
So you talked just a moment ago about these Afghans being in the middle of nowhere. I assume that's not in Kabul. So how do you get those people from the middle of nowhere to the airport?
So what I mean by middle of nowhere is that they're in Kabul, but there's no one could help them to get them out of there. So there's all around them, there's Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Every minute, like, they are in danger. Like, anything will happen to them. They will get killed in the middle of the street, and nobody will ask the question why this interpreter or this SIV got killed.
Walk us then through the challenges of, say, getting one person from that space in Kabul city center to the airport and getting them off the ground.
So it is very hard. You know, all around the Kabul city, there's Taliban checkpoints, and those guys that they're in Kabul city, it is hard to get hold of them. But still, we are trying our best from every angle to get hold of them and get them ready if we could able to do something for them.
When you say get hold of them, you mean it's just literally difficult to get a phone call placed?
Yes, there's no good signal in Kabul city right now. Their phones are tracking from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Even they cannot send email or text messages through their phone because of they don't get compromised and get captured by the Taliban. Every second we need to have a communication with them because we don't want to lose them and we want them to show the direction which way they need to go. They are depending on us. So let's see what will happen.
Have you been looking at trying to arrange overland routes? Is that even feasible?
We try to get them in the specific buses, any kind of vehicles or taxi, but we're trying to collect all these guys from around the city. But I don't think so it's a good idea because all those guys will be compromised and everybody will know, like 3 or 4 or 10 buses are gone to the airport or somewhere that we are giving the direction. Everybody will find out, like these families are leaving. So they could find out easily.
So you're now there in Charlotte, North Carolina, trying to arrange for people to leave. How frustrating has this been for you, this last-minute dash to evacuate U.S. allies?
Yes, every single second that we are talking to those guys and we are on the phone and we are like thinking about their life, that they don't get killed right now while they are talking on the phone with us. So all kinds of pressure come on us. So we do our best and we're praying for them.
What are your hopes for those people now landing in other countries? What do you hope that they'll make of this new life?
With their children, with their whole family, they left the country and they left whatever they had. They need a place to live. They need people support them to get them clothes, grocery, and until we settle them to get them a job.
Zia Ghafouri is Afghan and a former translator and interpreter for the U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan. He's now in the U.S. and has been helping to organize evacuation flights for translators who also worked with the U.S. in Afghanistan. Zia, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.